Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I think it begins with us understanding our child's personality, their temperament. And that's why that Proverbs 22:6 verse says, train up a child in the way he should go, and then even when he is old, he will not depart from it. God's created our kids all different personality, temperament-wise. And our Murphy was so strong-willed that there were times that was the only thing that would really, truly get her attention. Versus Taylor, I mean, just to get down eye level with Taylor and to say, honey, look me very clearly in my eyes right now and say that right there, not okay. That is a poor choice, and that does not need to happen again. I mean, that kind of thing, that's all that she needed. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was so compliant. You know, Garrison, same way. You look at the kid sternly and just he melts.
Yeah.
Murphy, you look at her sternly and she's like, that's all you got? You know, really?
Yeah.
That's it? Huh.
I've lost respect
for
you.
This is easy. Yeah. And not to say then we spanked her. No, there were other things that worked very, very well for her. Annie, you know, our youngest. Boy, she's such an extrovert, loves to be around people. People just give her life and energy. And so when she's making poor choices, you know, we isolate her. We put her in timeout alone by herself. Oh, I mean, you thought that you know, she was dying. And so that's where I think it begins with we have to be great students of our kids. I love, my dad's got a great book called The Key to Your Child's Heart. And one of the things he really talks about is the difference between breaking the will and breaking the spirit. And you want to break the will, you know, kind of when it's that defiant kind of, I'm in charge, I want to do what I do want to do. But you don't ever want to break their little heart, their spirit. That's a big, big difference. And I think that punishment really begins to break that. And when you get a spirit that's closed with a child, oh, that's not at all what we want as parents.
Well, I've told you this so many times before, but as a young mom, listening to Focus on the Family, and your dad was a guest, and he said that one thing, never let a child walk away with a closed spirit.
Yeah.
I stopped. That changed and revolutionized how I parented, and especially my middle one who lived in the corner, you know. And it was so amazing is when he graduated from high school, he said, Mom, Dad, I know I gave you a run for your money, and I know I challenged you a lot, but you never made me feel like a problem child. You always... let me know who was in charge, but you always made me believe that if I stayed humble, teachable, and believed nothing was impossible, that I could accomplish anything. And I just, my jaw dropped because I, you know, in those early years, just wrestling with his will.
We live for.
Yeah, amen. But I think it is possible. But punishment would be like, you've given me so much trouble, and I'm just going to push back and push you down rather than invite you up and call you up and hold you in that way, you know?
Well, you know, because when we jump into that punishment mode, and again, I think what leads to punishment is we're trying to do right then and there with the behavior versus a longer future kind of mindset of how am I training? How am I equipping my child within the situation? And when we jump into that punishment, I think it leads to such rebelliousness or you're going to see a lot of almost a facade of compliance.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.